You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Last night, WBHM hosted an Issues and Owls panel discussion focusing on Alabama's overcrowded prison system. We hosted the event in conjunction with AL.com and the Alabama Media Group. You can find out more about all the prison reporting at WBHM.org. WBHM's education reporter Dan Carson and I moderated the panels, and Dan joins me today to talk a little bit more about what we heard last night at the discussion. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Hi, Rachel.
So the evening was divided into three panel discussions. The first one focused on the current problems facing the Alabama prison system. Guests included State Senator Cam Ward and Kim Thomas, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections. And the discussion itself yesterday came on the heels of some very interesting prison-related news.
It sure did. The timing was made things even more interesting than they were already. There was a lawsuit filed the day of our Issues and Ails event, filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program. Basically, the lawsuit alleges very substandard medical care in Alabama's prison facilities. It made it interesting for Commissioner Thomas to try to talk about because, as most people know, you can't really talk about a pending lawsuit. But he did say that he was proud of the medical care that's delivered in his system. And he pointed out that delivering medical care to incarcerated populations is difficult. And I wasn't really sure about why, so I asked him about that. I said, why is that? And he brought up some interesting points that kind of got to a bigger picture that, honestly, I hadn't thought of.
Remember, we're in the South. We're in the southern states, which typically, from a health standpoint, have more chronic issues with their health than other regions of the country. And then you're talking additionally about a population who some have abused their body their entire life. So when you're talking about delivering health care in a prison that was built in 1942, it's difficult to provide that care. But I believe that we provided that care in a constitutional manner.
That was Commissioner Thomas talking about medical care in Alabama's prison system.
Also discussed yesterday evening at Issues and Ails, prisoner rehabilitation. We spoke to a panel featuring people who worked both inside the prison system and outside of the prison system to work with prisoners to help them make their adjustment back into life after prison easier. Also part of that panel was Juanita Pitts. Pitts was an inmate in Tutwiler Prison for 15 years, and she described some of the intense challenges that she faced coming out of prison. All of the little things that you take for granted, just the way technology evolves and how people who are inside are isolated from that. By far the most important thing that we heard was that it's very difficult for people coming out of prison to get jobs. And without these jobs, it makes it almost impossible for them to become strong, functioning members of society once again. And it's a big problem. Juanita Pitts talked a little bit more about the feeling of desperation that can cause.
You've got to realize I left prison with $31 and a bus ticket. And then sometimes whenever you leave, they send you back to the county where you committed your crime. And of course, everybody knows you're coming there. You're already facing resistance. You can't hire her because, she did this and she did that. So you don't have an opportunity in life. But yet you say we've paid our debt to society. The parole board's okay with us getting out, or we've ended our sentence and we've paid our debts. Just how long do we have to pay after we're released? How much longer, how much more time should we have to serve?
Former Tutwiler inmate Juanita Pitts, she now runs a lawn care company in Huntsville and Montgomery that actually will train ex-offenders to work on large machinery and gets them jobs in the lawn care business. And in addition to rehabilitation and how we got to where we were today, Dan, another big topic of the evening was what to do next.
Right. And that's, of course, the big question. I mean, we've got the specter of federal intervention sort of looming over us. A couple overarching themes jumped out to me. In different ways, many, if not all of the panelists pointed out that doing things smarter early on in the process of someone, being charged, being convicted, being incarcerated, then being released, even ignoring the fact that it may be the right thing to do, it'll save us money in the long run. Versus lawsuits, the cost of incarceration, alternative sentencing came up a lot. Discretion rather than hard and fast rules, like three strikes and you're out, even if those three strikes are relatively minor in most people's eyes. A lot of big picture thoughts being bounced around, but there were some practical, down-to-earth, concrete solutions too.
When you look at ex-offenders, one of the in my opinion, one of the most dangerous things that we do as far as ex-offenders is the denial of a driver's license for a certain period of time. Well, how can I expect this person who's been convicted and released, I say, by the way, I want you to be a productive citizen, but you can't drive a car. Well, they can't get a job. I mean, that's a small example, but that's the kind of policies we do need to look at as far as post-release goes.
That was State Senator Cam Ward talking about one small practical way we can make transition back into society easier for people who've been in prison.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
WBHM's Dan Carson was one of the moderators for Issues and Ales last night. You can find more about Issues and Ales on our website. That's WBHM.org.